Thank you for listening to this message from Greenwood Community Church of the Nazarene. It is our prayer that God would speak to you in a real way through His Word. To learn more about our ministry, or to connect with us, go to www.gcnaz.church or search for Community Naz on Facebook. Now, let's dive into God's Word today.
How many of you have ever planned a surprise birthday party for someone that you love? By show of hands. Okay, some of you. You map it all out, right? The venue, the food, the guest list, everything. But imagine that on the day of the party, things start to fall apart one by one. The weather turns bad. A few key people that you need there can't make it. And to top it all off, the guest of honor figured it out hours before. That'd be a little rough, wouldn't it? It wasn't really a disaster per se, but it certainly wasn't what you had envisioned for that day. And you sit down afterward, laughing and sighing at the same time, thinking something like, well, that didn't go according to plan. The truth is, life rarely does go according to plan, right? We plan, we prepare, we picture in our mind how things should go, and then reality steps in. Messy, unexpected, and often confusing. And in those moments, we're faced with a choice. We can panic. We can push harder. Or we can trust in the God of the unknown. That's where we find Joseph in the Christmas story. Joseph is a man with a plan. He's a man with a future laid out. He's going to get married. Eventually, he's going to have kids. He's going to be a carpenter. And then everything changes for him in essentially an instant. We've all been there, haven't we? Where things just change unexpectedly. Life throws us the proverbial curveball. A job falls through, a relationship breaks, a diagnosis comes, a dream dies, and suddenly we're standing in Joseph's shoes, holding a future that doesn't look anything like what we expected. Last week we looked at Zechariah's song, a song that came after a long silence, right? A song that proclaimed God's faithfulness even when things didn't make sense. Before that, we heard Mary's song, a song of surrender and praise in the face of uncertainty. Now we come to Joseph. And while Scripture doesn't record a song from his lips, I like to imagine that his lullaby was lived and not sung. Maybe for some of you who don't like to sing very much, maybe he was like you. Maybe he didn't sing at all. But I think it was a quiet rhythm of trust. Or maybe it's a steady beat of obedience to God. This morning we heard the song Joseph's Lullaby by Mercy Me. The words of the song help us to imagine Joseph holding his newborn son, Jesus, and he's whispering words of love and wonder to his son. It's a tender song. It's a quiet song. But if you listen carefully, it's full of awe as Joseph is looking at his baby. And it speaks to the quiet strength that Joseph had to have carried through this story. The reality of this story is that Joseph had every reason to walk away. Every reason. But he chose to stay. Let's look at the scripture together. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 1 if you want to open your Bibles. Matthew chapter 1. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, we're in verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. We'll stop there for a second. We find here that Joseph is engaged. Now, in our culture, engaged doesn't mean a whole lot anymore. You can jump out of engagements if you would like to. Some of you know my story. I was engaged before I met Claudia. Obviously, I didn't marry that girl. I got my call to ministry while we were together. She had grown up Catholic, and the idea of being a pastor's wife was something that she just could not abide. And obviously, I could not abide a relationship with somebody who didn't want to be a pastor's wife. That would not work out very well for me. But in our culture, while things don't really, marriage is not taken as seriously, certainly engagement is not serious. In Jewish culture, getting engaged is a promise. It's a binding agreement. And now, Joseph is finding out that Mary is pregnant. And he knows that the child isn't his. Imagine the confusion that Joseph must have felt. Imagine the heartbreak for Joseph. Or maybe even the betrayal. He could have just, I'm out of here. But let's look at what verse 19 says. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. Let's stop there. First thing we learn about Joseph is that Joseph chooses compassion. He didn't have to, did he? He chooses to be compassionate to her. Even before the angel has appeared, we see Joseph's character. He's hurt, but he's not harsh. He's righteous, but he's also not self-righteous. In our culture, if this had happened to a man, most men would tuck tail and run. I'm out of here. Some men would chastise and say awful things, wouldn't they? And in the reverse, women would do the same. Although men can't get pregnant, so I mean, there's that. But in the midst of this story, now comes a divine interruption. God steps into this interesting story in verse 20. He says this: "But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appears to Joseph in a dream and says this: 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.'" What a moment. God steps in and he says, "Joseph, I know this isn't what you had planned, but trust me, I'm doing something bigger than you can imagine here. Stick with me." And you know what Joseph does? Joseph chooses to trust God. He chooses to trust that the Almighty, that it was spoken through the angel, was telling him the truth. That Mary just hadn't stepped out on him with some other guy. That God was at work. God was doing something here. Verse 24 says, "When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife." No fanfare, no speech, just obedience. Doing what God told him to do. Joseph chose to follow God. even though he didn't understand. There is no way, as a man right now, I can stand before you and say that if I were in Joseph's position, I would not have understood any of this. This would not have made sense to me. Wait a minute, what? I'm supposed to take this woman to be my wife who's pregnant and the Holy Spirit somehow? I mean, remember, this has never happened before, right? There's no virgin births other than Jesus. So I'm supposed to trust all of this? That's what he does. Even though it doesn't make sense, that's what he does. And Joseph doesn't sing a song. But when we look at his actions, we see actions of trust, faithfulness, and quiet courage. By show of hands, how many of you would use the word courage to describe Joseph? Okay, some of you. Let me put it to you this way. Mary very much could have been killed. That could have been her punishment. And Joseph, if by taking her as a wife, was an accomplice to it. At very minimal, Joseph could have been looked down upon because he was taking a woman who had had a baby with another man. He's taking that on himself. And he's saying, I'm going to trust that God's doing something here because otherwise this is going to turn out bad for me. He's not concerned with himself, is he? We see here he's concerned with God, and then second to God is Mary. He's here for Mary to do what is necessary. So what about you this morning? What about you? What plans have been disrupted in your life? What dreams have been shaken? What unexpected news has left you wondering, God, what are you doing? Joseph's story invites us into the rhythm of trust. It reminds us that even when life doesn't go as planned, as we sang in the song Waymaker, God is still working. That obedience doesn't always come with clarity, but it does always come with purpose. Maybe this Advent, your rhythm isn't loud or lyrical. Maybe it's quiet. Maybe it's a lullaby of faith sung in the dark. A lullaby of choosing to stay when it would be easier to run. Of choosing to believe when it would be easier to doubt. And maybe that's exactly what God wants from you. Not a perfect plan, but rather a faithful heart. Like Joseph, maybe your greatest song this season isn't one you're going to sing, but it's one you're going to live. As we continue in this Advent journey, we've heard Mary's song of surrender. We've listened to Zechariah's song of proclamation. And now we lean into Joseph's lullaby, a quiet rhythm of trust in the midst of disruption. The rhythm of Christmas isn't always loud. Do you notice how a lot of our Christmas carols are very quiet and soft and reverent? I think that's intentional. Because you know what? Jesus was born in a manger, in a stable, with no one else around but animals. Just him, his mom, and his dad. There was no parade for Jesus when he was born. He wasn't adorned in purple and gold cloth as a baby. Was swaddled in the cloth that was there and available. Wherever you find yourself this season, whether your plans are unfolding beautifully or whether they're falling apart, I want you to remember something today. The rhythm of Christmas invites us to trust when life doesn't go as planned. Life doesn't always work out the way that we want it to. In fact, I would say it never does. There are things that are going to happen in your life that don't make a lot of sense. You may be called to ministry. Some of you may think, man, I'm in my 40s or 50s or 60s. God is done with me. Ask George. Ask George Gardner when he got called to ministry. He wasn't a young buck when he got called to ministry. I was already done with college when I got called. God's not finished with you. If there's air in your lungs, breath in your lungs, God has work for you to do to build his kingdom. And now is not the time in the midst of the Christmas season to sit on your hands and go, well, somebody else will do it. It's time to get up. It's time to move. It's time to share the truth. Because the truth is, this is the best time of year to share the gospel story. People are much more likely to listen to you now than they are any other time of the year. So share it boldly. We've got good news, don't we? It wasn't just a baby who came. It was the Savior of the world, one who went to the cross and died for each and every one of us, who suffered immense pain and hurt for us, so that we wouldn't have to. That eternal darkness, that horribleness of hell, we don't have to experience it. We can experience true, wonderful perfection in heaven at the feet of our Savior if we just believe and follow and chase after him. Amen? That's good news. Let it begin with me. Let it begin with you, and let it begin with us as a church.